I went out then through the dining room and the hall and up the marble stairs to the room where I had lived with Rinaldi. It was raining outside. I went to the window and looked out. It was getting dark, and I saw the three cars standing in line under the trees. The trees were dripping in the rain. It was cold, and the drops hung to the branches. I went back to Rinaldi's bed and lay down and let sleep take me. We ate in the kitchen before we started. Imo had a basin of spaghetti with onions and tinned meat chopped up in it. We sat around the table and drank two bottles of the wine that had been left in the cellar of the villa. It was dark outside and still raining. Piani sat at the table, very sleepy.
"I like a retreat better than an advance," Bonello said. "On the retreat, we drink Barbera."
"We drink it now. Tomorrow maybe we drink rainwater," Imo said.
"Tomorrow we'll be in Udine. We'll drink champagne. That's where the slackers live. Wake up, Piani. We'll drink champagne tomorrow in Udine."
"I'm awake," Piani said. He filled his plate with the spaghetti and meat.
"Couldn't you find tomato sauce, Bartol?"
"There wasn't any," Imo said.
"We'll drink champagne in Udine," Bonello said.
He filled his glass with the clear red Barbera.
"We may drink before Udine," Piani said.
"Have you eaten enough, Tenente?"
Imo asked. "I've got plenty. Give me the bottle, Bartolomeo."
"I have a bottle apiece to take in the cars," Imo said.
"Did you sleep at all?"
"I don't sleep much. I slept a little."
"Tomorrow we sleep in the king's bed," Bonello said.
He was feeling very good.
"Tomorrow maybe we sleep in—"
Piani said.
"I'll sleep with the queen," Bonello said.
He looked to see how I took the joke.
"You'll sleep with—"
Piani said sleepily.
"That's treason, Tenente," Bonello said. "Isn't that treason?"
"Shut up," I said. "You get too funny with a little wine." Outside it was raining hard. I looked at my watch. It was 9:30. "It's time to roll," I said and stood up.
"Who are you going to ride with, Tenente?" Bonello asked.
"With Imo. Then you come, then Piani. We'll start out on the road for Cormons."
"I'm afraid I'll go to sleep," Piani said.
"All right. I'll ride with you, then Bonello, then Imo."
"That's the best way," Piani said, "because I'm so sleepy."
"I'll drive and you sleep a while."
"No, I can drive just so long as I know somebody will wake me up if I go to sleep."
"I'll wake you up. Put out the lights, Barto." "You might as well leave them on," Bonello said. "We've got no more use for this place." "I have a small locker trunk in my room," I said. "Will you help me take it down, Piani?"
"We'll take it," Piani said. "Come on, Aldo."
He went off into the hall with Bonello. I heard them going upstairs. "This was a fine place," Bartolomeo Imo said. He put two bottles of wine and a half a cheese into his haversack.
"There won't be a place like this again. Where will they retreat to, Tenente?"
"Beyond the Tagliamento, they say. The hospital and the sector are to be at Pordenone. This is a better town than Pordenone." "I don't know Pordenone," I said. "I've just been through there."
"It's not much of a place," Imo said.